If you look like a bum, that matters. It does. If you haven't brushed your teeth, if your hair is all ratty, if you're sitting at home in your underwear, please put on some pants. No, I mean, you don't have to put on pants, but what I'm saying is that your presentation matters. We judge books by their cover. We can't help it. We all have prejudices. They're ingrained in us. We're conditioned by our parents, by our society, by where we grew up. We can't escape it. And the goal isn't to escape your prejudices. It's simply to know that they're there and operate with that knowledge. And that's neither here nor there, because what I'm talking about is presentation. I'm talking about how you look and how you behave and how you communicate and the cadence with which you speak and how you present yourself. It is very, very important when it comes to your business, because people will judge you based on how your website looks, based on how you sound, based on how you're dressed. And so what we want to do is take that into account. We want to know that we're going to be judged for our presentation and then be deliberate about our presentation, right? Like, I have to make these videos super high quality. I have to shoot them on nice cameras. I have to have nice lighting. I have to have multiple angles, because in this industry, I am judged based on my production value. I'm already pushing it with the long hair and the beard, you know, like that's already sort of a stretch in this industry as a content creator. And so what you wanna do is you wanna know who your audience is and understand kind of what makes them tick and what they're going to respond to, and take subtle cues from the types of content they consume and the questions they ask and stuff like that. And you want to cater to your market, right? So like in my business that's geared towards baby boomer women, we use very clean, very simple, not a whole lot of flash, because they come from a generation that didn't have all this madness. You know, we in our generation, if you are of my generation, which you may not be, but if you're, let's say, under 35, you grew up consuming just tons of neon colors and advertising and stuff like that, you know? And so you want to know who you're trying to appeal to. You want to know what connects with your market. You know, a mark is a carny term. And what would happen is at the carnivals back in the day, what they would do is they would literally mark people on their shoulder with chalk. And these people would be marked as they walked around the carnival. And then the retailers, the sellers would know, oh, that's a mark. I can sell to that person. They knew who their prospect was because someone else had told them. And Facebook will tell you who your prospect is. You can go to Facebook Audience Insights and you can look up people who like this fan page also like this. You know, you can see what people are interested. You can kind of see the types of content that they consume. And it's not about your product. It's about your promise. The promise is what people buy. People look at two products. They look at the sales messaging, the promise that is made, and they choose the one that has the better promise. Now, the job of the product is to back up that promise. You have to have a really good product. You must provide a good experience to your customers. They have to love what they get, so that way you can engage them and have them do business with you again. But your presentation matters, and the presentation is everything from how you look, how you sound, how your webpage looks. And this applies to more than just business. This applies to every area of your life. So I just wanted to make it clear that your presentation does matter and you should put some attention on it. Ezra Firestone here from smartmarketer.com. I'll see you in the next one.